So welcome everybody to our leader spotlight of this month. We have David Williams here with us. He's one of our older Lifebook leaders, if I remember right. You're one from the Talent Group, are you, David?
I am indeed, Alina. Yes, back in 2018.
Wow, so one of the pioneers. Amazing. Yeah. So happy to have you here today.
And thank you very much.
Yeah, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more?
Okay, my name is David Williams. I come from Dublin, Ireland, but at the moment I'm actually based in the Middle East and Lebanon, where I work with the United Nations. I've been here for 13 years. My background is with the Irish military. I spent 31 years with the Irish military prior to the UN. And ironically, my first trip abroad with the military was in 1979 to Lebanon. And so the universe was sort of giving me a gift by allowing me to come back and serve 13 years here full time, which was great. And so that's just a small bit about me. Anyway, yeah. I can go into a bit more if you want to.
But, it really sounds like you fell in love with Lebanon then.
Yeah. I was here a good few times, different 6-month tours of duty before, and I had a long break, and just by luck, in 2007, I came out here for a year, and the opportunity presented itself for me to come work as a full-time as a civilian. So I retired from the military, and here I am. And, you know, it's when I look back on my career as well, and I think of the different opportunities that presented themselves, and, you know, when you're in the right mindset, or you know what you want in life, the importance of when that is presented to you, that you can reach out and grasp it. And I suppose, you know, it ties in a lot with what the framework of Lifebook and the importance of it. And that's probably why I fell in love with the framework of Lifebook, because it resonated with me, and it allowed me to sort of connect to my previous life and how things have happened for me.
Yeah, amazing. So I'm curious to hear more about how did you become a Lifebook leader then, or what led you there? Coming from the army, it's quite something different there.
Okay, there's a bit of a backstory. Anyway, I'll go through it very quickly. I'm a big book reader, book buyer. You know, some people have it. But anyway, I was in a bookstore in Beirut, and I picked up this book, and I normally grab a cup of coffee, sit down and read a book. And the book was The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani and Mindvalley. And it was the first time that the book never really resonated with me, to be honest. So I put it back and I picked up another book. But something kept saying to me, no, go back and pick up that book, which I did. So I ended up buying the book, and it was true. Learning about Mindvalley, and I learned about Lifebook. Lifebook came into my life. So I'd done the Lifebook Quest, and then I'd done the Lifebook online program. And in my research on Lifebook, I learned that, you know, there was a 4-day live event that used to be run in John and Missy's home. And it was always something I would be intrigued to do. And lo and behold, in 2017, Mindvalley were running Mindvalley University in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And they put on this 4-day live event. So I put down my money and I went out, flew over there, and I done the 4-day event. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing the event, we had two facilitators that had come over from the States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, face-to-face interaction, you can't beat that opposed to online stuff. You know, the dynamic of it. And, you know, there was 20 of us in the room, and the energy was just powerful. And, you know, our Lifebook leaders are very familiar now with how we facilitate after each category. So if you can imagine that you're doing sort of 3, maybe 4 categories a day. So we do a category, straight away we go into facilitation, we do another category. So the conversations is really dynamic and really deep. And, you know, people share an awful lot, and you get to know people, and then we're breaking for lunch. And so it's a great social event as well. But I think it was on the second day, I just sort of said to myself, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to run these events. I want to facilitate these events. So I approached the facilitators and said, how do I do what you're doing? So they explained to me, look, you know, get in touch with Lifebook. And so I got in touch with the president at the time, Sandra, and I told her I was interested. So lo and behold, July 2018, Mindvalley, once again, we're running Mindvalley University in Estonia, and they were putting on the Lifebook Leader training. I think this is the first time they had ever done anything like this. So I went over to Estonia, I done the training, and my idea then was to, you know, as well as wanting to run, say, a 4 days live session, I wanted to bring it to the United Nations. I wanted to bring it here because I sort of felt, yeah, this is something that people really need to do this.
But, why would you say, what was this point where you felt like, oh, this is needed and this is what Lifebook can offer to these people in the UN?
Well, I think, as I said, the framework, I love the Lifebook framework. And I think, you know, for me, I'm one of those people that sits well with this. You know, I like structure, and I like, you know, sitting down, dealing with this, onto the next bit, and it's all flowing together. And also, what I think is very important is the facilitation sessions. You know, they are really, you know, they are the meat on the bone, I think, because when I was doing the Lifebook online, that was something that was really missing. You know, you're just there by yourself, and you know, if you've done it yourself, you're there, you're going through it, and it's still very powerful. But you know, the facilitation sessions were just very, and with the environment that was going on here, like, you know, the Middle East is a very volatile, I work in a peacekeeping mission, and this area is very volatile, and I know what people have gone through here. So I sort of, you know, this is where I was thinking this would be perfect. Also, if I can mention, I run personal growth workshops here. So, right. And that came out of, that once again came out of awareness, because I would be having just normal conversations with people about, you know, their life and self-development and stuff like that. And so many people said to me, would you run a workshop? And I said, do you think there'd be an interest for it? So they said, oh my God, yeah. So I went to the management. I said, I'd like to do this. And, you know, before COVID, I was running one of these every month. Mm-hmm. But I actually have one now this Thursday and Friday.
Yay. But,
you know, so I can see from doing the personal growth workshops, mm-hmm. what people need, what people are interested in. And one of the things I did to prime people as well, I always introduce Lifebook, because I go through a stage in the workshop where I just tell people what my journey was. And as part of that, I explain about Lifebook. And it's amazing when I get to that, the questions that come up, because I've done a nice mind map of the different categories, and I just explain it. So they stop me and say, can you just explain that a bit? Now, I didn't want to get in too much into it, but I just sort of primed them per se.
Amazing.
So, because I knew what my goal was coming down the line, it was to bring the Lifebook program to here. So anyway, that's just a bit. I'm sorry for going on.
That's super interesting. Thanks so much for sharing. And I think that's a brilliant idea to already, just trigger a bit, just sharing your own story, sharing your own transformation, and getting people hooked by this so that they come back afterwards and say, hey, you know, I want to hear more about this. Amazing.
Of course. I think, Alina, I'd say I'm very old school when it comes to marketing. You know, even in my military life, I was a computer programmer way before the internet and social media. And how I got work was, I'd be just having a conversation with you, and I'd tell you what I'm doing, I'd tell you what I'm doing, and you might, oh my God, I really need somebody that could write a program for me. So the same goes with Lifebook. I mean, I don't do anything on social media per se, and I know I have to. I know I need to get into it, and I know with the online, but you know, I like when I make that connection with somebody, because that way I know for definite that they're really interested. And even when I plant the seed, I plant it, I walk away. I want them to come to me to say, listen, can you tell me more about that? Because I don't want to force anybody to do it. I don't want anybody there for the wrong reasons. I mean, I'm sure we've all gone through stages when we've bought into something, we've gone in the program, and we start regretting it, and we have that negative experience about it, and I don't really want that. So that's the way I operate through conversations.
And, you know, honestly, I think that's brilliant. I think it's not so much needed to go on social media and have all this internet branding, all these parts. I mean, it takes ages kind of to build this up, and you already have a working system. So why would you spend your time on building up your online presence when you can do that in interactions? And it's obviously you're very powerful and skilled in these parts to get people interested. And I love how you say you just plant the seed, and then when they're interested, they will come. They know where to find
you,
right?
Of course. Yeah. I suppose, you know, it's probably old-fashioned social media in the sense that that's what people are doing on social media. They're planting the seed and they're hoping people will come, you know, and they do it through different means. Yeah. But I, you know, the dynamic of face-to-face with people, it just works for me. Others are just so happy. And I know it has limitations. I know the leverage of online and stuff like that. And I mean, we're online at the moment. I just got off an online meeting earlier on today, and I know all that works. But even I see it in meetings, you know, especially since here with COVID, everybody went online, and people were so delighted to get back to work, so delighted to make that connection with people, because you're losing that social bonding, you know.
Exactly, and the felt sense, right? Yeah,
oh,
truly,
yes,
agree.
True.
Yeah. Amazing. So, David, how many people did you already guide through the Lifebook process now in your leader career?
Okay, in my leader career, you see, when we sort of done the leader program back in Tallinn, Lifebook was really being managed fully, and the leader program was being managed by Mindvalley. So Mindvalley had lots of plans what they were going to do, but things didn't quite. I know there was a lot of stuff they had to sort of work out, and things didn't quite take off as what we thought it would. But still, you know, for me personally, I just know I was really keeping the energy up on this because I had an agenda. I had an outcome I wanted. So I was happy enough for them. And I was always in contact with the focal point that we were given there. And he was just keeping me up to date, and that was fine. And so nothing really happened in that venture since then. And then what happened was when John and Missy took back over the sort of leader program and the leader program we just ran, I just got an email to say, you know, be informed that that was happening. So I think we had those of us who had been in Tallinn had a meeting with Grace. Mm-hmm. And we sort of discussed about, and she was saying, look, if you want to join the program, that's grand. You don't have to. We know that you've gone through it. But I thought, look, this would be brilliant, new education. Okay. Of course, when you're running through something again, I needed a refresher. And it was really only through the leader program that I sort of took somebody through the program, right, mm-hmm. to be honest. And once again, my long-term thing was to bring it into the UN, and that's where all my focus was. So when we were doing the leader program, I only took two people through it at that time, just to follow along with the program and do what I was supposed to do and things like that. But I was working in the background about bringing it to the bigger picture of the United Nations. And I'm happy to say that one of those people who I took through was my daughter. So that was a good experience to sort of to facilitate her through the program.
And, I can imagine getting the bonds really deep, right? So sharing these kind of things together, amazing.
Mm-hmm. And what was very, very interesting there, I mean, I was, when I offered it, you know, offered her to do the program, you know, it was curious as to whether how comfortable she would be about, you know, maybe I told her what the facilitation thing was, as you don't have to tell me anything, but, you know, but we learned so much together, you know, how she opened up to me and things like that. So that was very emotional at times. Mm-hmm. And also the other person I have, I'm also a success trainer, a Canfield success trainer. And when I was going through that, one of the participants, Alex is his name, he was 21 at the time, he was looking for an accountability partner. So I decided at that stage, I think I was 57, and I thought, yeah, I could be his mentor, his coach. But Alex, let me tell you about Alex. When Alex was 12 years old, he fell off a horse and he snapped his spine. So now he's a quadriplegic and he's in a wheelchair. So myself and Alex speak every Sunday night for the last 3 years. Wow. And we sort of, we're an accountability group, the two of us together. So I sort of Bro, and I once again, I was always telling Alex about Lightbook, and I said, listen, Alex, you're gonna, and then when it came up and he done it, it was fantastic to bring him through that program. So These were two, they weren't, you know, it wasn't from a client. These were two personal people in my life that I wanted to really get the benefit out of Lightbook. And so that experience was really very, very emotional and very, very powerful for me and for them as well.
Yeah,
and so that's the just two people on this. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to report that I've already started in the United Nations with a group of 10 people.
And that's now, fantastic. Congratulations on this. May I point out, you reached your goal, the one you were tackling for so long. Amazing.
Well, I did to a point, because I mean, as you can imagine, the United Nations is a massive organization, mm-hmm. and we have so much red tape and all that. But, you know, I was very fortunate, and maybe the universe was looking out for me. The fact that I was running the personal growth workshops, people knew me. They knew what I could deliver. They knew. Yeah. So when I came forward with Lightbook, it was just snapped up. They just said, no problem. What do we do? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody from the training manager up to the director of, you know, no problem, which was brilliant.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. You were building up trust before, right? So you already established yourself as someone who brings up good things.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice. And I think, you know, as I said earlier on, I built up that trust because I had that connection with people. I had that sort of human connection with people. It's not that I have that connection through online. So the other thing is that, you know, when I advertised Lightbook, the amount of people that wanted to come in and do it, because they said, yes, we remember you spoke about this. But within, it's like, you know, sometimes you launch something and it's full like this. Mm. I think within a few minutes, I had 10 people straight away, you know.
Wow. And, so could you have had more people then? So
yeah,
it sounds
like. I could. But, you know, the thing is as well, I'm, you know, this is not a sprint for me. This is a marathon. And I know that this first cohort of people, this first session, it's really important I get it right, because you know, I need these people to be my marketing. I need them to go out there and, you know, and tell people what their experience was. And plus as well, you know, let's be clear as well that for all of us leaders, it's all a learning curve. We're learning all the time.
Yeah.
And even, you know, we do a facilitation session and then we might come away and go, I could have been a bit better there. I could have opened better. I could have listened a bit better in all this. Yeah. And so I want to learn my craft. I want to learn Lightbook so well that when I do get to my ultimate goal of running these 4-day events, and hopefully I'm thinking about when I leave the UN as well and bringing this into corporate or doing it on my own. But I want to be so perfect on this that, you know, the experience that I give to people will be worth the money that I'm going to charge. But it's not. That's an off-the-cuff remark. And I can say this in all sincerity. You know, I'm really not in this for the money. I know that. I'm here with the product, and I know when you have a good product, when you're offering a good service, you will get rewarded for it, you know.
Exactly.
But that's my mindset around it anyway.
Love that. And it sounds super easy. Did you had any obstacles you had to overcome on this journey?
Well, yes, because I still have an obstacle, to be honest with you, because, you know, even to get Lightbook registered to do business with the United Nations, mm-hmm. they have to register on the UN Global Marketplace. And I have to say, Ming, he's just bang, bang. He's, when you tell Ming to do
brilliant.
Something, he does
he's
it,
brilliant.
Right?
He's brilliant, yeah.
So everything was done there and, you know, have all the funding in place and everything. But there's some technical issue at the moment on getting the buying the licenses, but it's going to happen. But at the same time, I've already started the program. Because I'd advertised it and I was told that the licenses, I could purchase the licenses, say, in a week. So I advertised and all this. So I got my people and I said, if I don't start with them, I could lose the momentum. So
yeah.
I had my onboarding call and things like that. And then because you released the health and fitness, video as well. I took them through that. Nice. And actually, you know, and that's very interesting as well, because, you know, I know probably the releasing of the health and fitness video was there to probably just do that, to give people a feeler for it, right? So I took them through that, done the facilitation with them. And now I'm just waiting. I'm told this would happen any minute. As soon as I get the license, then I can bring them on to the next stage. Yep. It's just a matter, it'll happen, you know.
It will, definitely.
But, you know, and this is something to bear in mind as well. You know, these are obstacles that are placed in front of us. And I just don't let any of this bother me at all. I just say, it'll happen. It'll happen. If you have enough belief and you have enough desire about something, things will happen. That's my experience, you know. Yeah. And you should never let anything like this drop your energy. And the same, you know, I'm sure there's lots of leaders out there that have been trying to get people. Maybe they haven't been successful. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not the right time. You know, just keep on going, keep on going. And don't, if you've got enough belief and enough desire to do this, just look at, I was back in 2017 when I started this, done the Lifebook Leader in 2018, we're now 2021. So there was sort of, 4 years there, and I just keep going with it. So let me be an example of it doesn't matter how long it takes.
Yeah. You know. Definitely inspiring. That's for sure, David. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I can only say amen. Yeah. It comes when it comes, and time will tell. And when we are desiring and are confident, we will reach our goals. That's for sure. Mm. Amazing. Mm. Yeah. I hope Ming can fix this license thing as soon as possible.
It's not Ming. It's from the UN end as well. But Ming is ready, and we're still, he's all the time. We're corresponding, and he knows, and he's been very, very, very good. Yeah.
We're also so glad that he's taking care of all these parts. But, you know, I'm super curious with the first facilitation now about the health and fitness category. Was there any favorite moment you had with this group of 10 people? So are they all in your unit, or are they from different parts of the UN? How is that set up?
Yeah. Okay, they're all from here in Lebanon base. But just to give you an idea, the United Nations mission here, we have civilians and military. And from the civilians, like, we have people from all over the world. It's so diverse. And then also we have people from Lebanon, national staff as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of local national staff from Lebanon. And we have one guy from China. We have two from Spain. I've one from Uganda. I've one from Serbia. I've one from Iraq. So it is a diverse group of people, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did have an aha moment, and I tell you what it was, because I was very curious to know, because a lot of these people work with each other or work close, you know, even if they're not, you know, on the same department, they're always close. And I was wondering if they were going to share, you know, because, you know, sometimes, especially when you bring, say, the Lifebook into a group of people that know each other, they might be a bit reluctant. But I was so surprised how people came out and shared stuff about their health and about their fitness and what their aspirations were and things like that. So that was great for me, because it sort of, because it was the first one, it set the tone. And, you know, for me as well, I suppose I had to be very mindful, because if you can take it, you know, I'm running personal growth workshops and I do a lot of interacting, but I was very conscious, Dave, don't be offering anything here at all. That's not your job. You're just here to facilitate, to listen, ask questions, direct it and all that. So that was a bit of a shall we say, an experience and a learning curve for me. But it was good, because it allowed me to sort of really get them to come out with stuff by directing certain questions. And then even when somebody said something, to open it up to the group, does anybody in the group want to say anything about this? So I think we've set the tone to, but, you know, they bonded well already. So that is good. And once again, you know, maybe it just me, I'm thinking, you know, when I'm running my 4-day, you know, all this type of stuff is great, a great learning curve. And I'm very mindful as well that this is going to be life changing for these people. And they don't see it, I see it, because I've gone through it so many times, and I see how Lifebook has affected my life and you know, what it has brought to me. And so I'm very excited. And sometimes they say to me, you know, because I might be smiling there, and somebody said to me, what are you smiling about? I says, I'm just smiling because I know what's coming. I know. I nearly want to jump to the end of this and get your opinion. But that's what I'm smiling about when I'm doing this.
Yeah. I can so imagine. Yeah, that must be really wonderful seeing them doing the first steps and then already. Yeah. Amazing, super cool, David. So when you said you were just directing questions to help them bond and to help them open up, did you had a magic question somehow where you felt like, oh yeah, this was breaking the ice, or this was eliminating their doubts of opening because they're working so close already?
Well, I can't just sort of think of one out there, but there's one question I like to use a lot. I sort of say to people, and I said this at the very start before I just said, look, at the start of the session, just to do something to break the ice, and before I even asked them, did anybody have a breakthrough? I went around and I said, right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about Lifebook at this moment? Before you just done the first category, I'm just curious to know, you know, now that you've done it, you probably had aspirations about at the start. Now that you don't know, where are you? And it just allowed them to sort of, they all were up around the 8 and 9. And even when they answer that 8 and 9, and what I normally do is I say to people, like, so what would it take to be a 10? But in this particular instance, I said, why did you pick 8 or 9? Why didn't you pick 7 or 6 or 5? Mm-hmm. And most of them just say, because we're just so excited to do this. And because we've known about it through your workshops, so just a few of them said this, because we've known about it and it was something on our radar, we can't believe that we're actually doing it. And because they know how difficult it can be to bring these type of programs into the UN. And they even a lot of them said to me, how did you do this? You know? And I just said, look, it's done, and let's be thankful that's done. And, you know, I do tell, because they're not paying for this, right? The organization is paying for this. Mm-hmm. But I do emphasize the value of what they're getting, because I want them to realize that the value of this, from if you were to go out and do this yourself, this is what you'd be paying for. And the other thing is that, you know, not only do I give them the support on the facilitation sessions, they know they can send an email to me, I'm on the phone to them, people are ringing me up with other little things, you know, around it. And even, you know, say, you know, some of them were having a bit of difficulty around understanding premise, because that was new to them. But the vision, the purpose, and the strategy was something they would be familiar with, but just this premise. So, you know, the fact that they on the phone talk them through it and all this, and they're happy. So that's all value. If they were to have somebody that do that outside, they would pay money for this, you know. Yeah. So I want them to know that, because, you know, even though they're not paying, I'm emphasizing this because I do believe people who pay attention. And I've seen it here as well, that a lot of people, when they get offered trainings and they don't pay for it and they don't turn up and they don't have accountability. And this is why, even with the client agreement, I put it to them. I said, listen, you have to attend. And if you don't attend, I have no problem with, you know, that you can be moved off the program. Because I'm trying to get them to be accountable, to be serious about this. But so anyway, that is the question I use. Give me something on a scale. Because it's good to gauge people as well. Yeah. And off this as well, I use it an awful lot even in my own personal life, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I came across this many years ago, even when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, you could say to somebody, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is our relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's say they say to you, it's an 8, or even if they said to you, you know, it's a 6 or a 5. Now, sometimes people can be really nervous or say, what do you mean it's a 6 or a 5, whatever? But my answer to all of this all the time is, tell me how I get it to a 10.
Yeah, and I love that.
Now I'm not questioning why it's at a 5 or a 6 or whatever. I just want to know, I want to get it to a 10. So you tell me how I do that.
Yeah.
And I've always found that very powerful. And that's why I sort of use it's somewhat that type of model as a powerful question in my workshops and also now within Lifebook.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for sharing. I can really feel how, yeah, this is helping the people first to establish, okay, where am I at? So gazing their own things, but also getting your energy of, okay, I want to get it to the 10. I want to get it even better. So what is needed? And for them to also think about, okay, how could it be even better and leveled up?
Exactly.
And what does it take? And when you are clear about it, right? So when you have the clarity of knowing what gets you there, you will get there. Wonderful. Love that, David. Love that. Okay. One more question I would have.
Okay.
You already hinted at it. I'm super, super curious. How has being a leader changed your life personally?
I suppose it's changed my life because, you know, a long time ago, I suppose, you know, people talk about what's your purpose in life and things like that. So when I was, you know, training as a Canfield success trainer, one of the things we went through was, you know, your purpose, you know, and this was probably something I never really thought about in all this, but through doing an exercise there, I sort of felt that, you know, for me, I've always felt very comfortable about inspiring and motivating people. And I'm always on the lookout for ways that I can inspire and motivate people. And because, you know, I've learned as well that whenever I'm in front of people and I'm talking, being training or whatever, I never worry about myself. It's not about me. It's all about the people that are in front of me. So when I found Lifebook, I realized that this is something that is really going to allow me to inspire and motivate people. And it's going to allow me to change people's lives. And the excitement I get by being a leader, by having the opportunity to do that, is just, I can't put it into words. And, sometimes I do get emotional about it because, you know, I see that I've been very fortunate for this to come into my life. And it's like, I go back to when I told that story about picking up that book. Like, that was the trigger of why I am talking to you here today. Yeah. And in life, I've realized that when you really have a belief about something and when you have a desire about something, the universe will place things in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's only through your own awareness that you see them and you say, oh, that's what I need to do, what I need to do. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm very fortunate as well that even, you know, being sort of engrossed in personal growth as well, it's really heightened my awareness around me. And I see all the opportunities are out there and I want people to know that. And if I can be, and I need to be in front of an audience in order to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And I know as well that, you know, part of my role as a facilitator is not to be telling people you should be doing this and you should be doing that. I'll avoid that in the facilitation session. But I know offline of that, the facilitation session, people are coming to me and they're saying to me, you know, what do you think I should do? So I do get that opportunity to share all the other tools and experience I have. So it's fantastic.
It really sounds like super enriching. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Amazing. So what is the next step then, also with a group of the UN people? So when you have done your first group, are you already planning of having more groups within your unit?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I mean, what I'm want to ultimately hoping to do, like, I mean, the UN is all over the world. We're just one organization here within Lebanon peacekeeping mission. And I know, like, for instance, even doing my personal growth workshops, people, other missions have got onto me and I have come in on different leadership courses offering aspects of my personal growth. People who have gone through my personal growth training have gone on to different missions and they'll get in touch with me and they'll say, listen, we're doing a leadership. Can you come in and talk about goal setting or whatever? And I say, yeah, no problem. So I once again, doing the live training is planting the seed as well. My students will be my marketing team. And when they go out to other mission, I'm hoping that they'll spread the word and that, you know, then it will get on. You know, I'm not just want me to be the only leader. I'm already maybe lining up a few people who I think would make excellent leaders. Yeah. And maybe sort of trying to get them onto the leadership program as well. Mm-hmm. And then we could have multiple leaders, you know, and so I'm thinking big, you know. Great. And it's like I heard a great story there not so long ago, and this guy was saying somebody, you know, this was from a conversation came from Bill Gates, but somebody was shown an acorn and said, what do you see when you see that? And he says, I see a tree. And the guy says, okay, he says, but I see a forest. And then the guy that said, I see a tree says, ah, okay. So he sort of says, okay, so I see, you know, homes, I see a city, I see what the trees can do to building homes and all that. So sometimes our vision, you know, we can be expanding out there, we can be thinking out there. Like when I, you know, going back to 2017, when I was sitting in that room in Barcelona, and I was thinking about bringing this to the UN, you know, it was only an idea, but I'm thinking so far ahead. And I'd encourage others as well, don't be afraid to think far ahead, you know, even now, even if you even haven't taken anybody through the facilitation program, you know, or you've done a few, that you just don't know when this is going to happen. Don't worry about the how, but get the belief, get the desire. And if the how is going to happen, it will happen, you know, it'll come to you. The opportunities, the universe will send the stuff. And if you're aware enough to see it, you'll make it happen, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. And I think when we are fostering this desire within ourselves and have this belief, we can't miss these opportunities which are placed in front of us. There's no way that we could say, oh no, I don't do that, because then we are on the desired path and we feel, okay, this is the way I need to go. Amazing.
But if I can also say as well, you know, to me, every time I go into the community, you know, I get energy from that as well. When I see, now, you know, there's a lot of information there and stuff, but I still encourage those that maybe sometimes they dipping in and out, but you know, go in there every so often as much as you can. There's great stuff there, and listening to some of the support calls that, you know, you facilitate, which are excellent. And
thank you.
But it's just because I think when you're part of the community as well, it keeps the energy up, it keeps Lifebook alive. And I know how, you know, lots of people have probably been on the leadership program, you know, I don't know how many hundreds were. And there's those that would have flown off and had loads of people from the start, others may not. And I know they might be feeling a bit discouraged, the energy will be low, but that doesn't matter. That's just part of it, you know. To me, the leadership program just gets you over the learning curve. It's what you do with that afterwards. It's the action that you take. And sometimes, you know, it might take a bit of time for that action to bear fruit. But so what? You know, keep going with it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. The action is the crucial part, I believe so too. Mm. And even if it's not working out in the first time, maybe, you know, the next time, because we learn from what we do and we only see and can learn from it when we take the action.
Yeah. And reach out to the community, you know, if you're stuck on anything, and anybody will help you, you know, there's people there waiting on the wings to answer your question. I mean, I love the saying, you know, borrow a brain. You know, we've only got one brain, but when you can talk to another person, you then have two brains. But if you can talk to a community, you can have hundreds or thousands of brains.
What did you say? Yes, we have lots of brains there. That's for sure.
Use that facility by all means.
Yeah. Thanks so much for emphasizing that once more. Definitely. I believe the community is the crucial part, which gets us still in the mood, which keeps up the energy, like you said, and keeps us going and gets us the feedback we might need in order to feel confident enough to go out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. David,
no,
is there...
Even the job, sorry, if you don't mind saying and the other team, the members of the team do, you know, it's all very important, you know. You're key. I know, I can see you're trying to keep the energy going with all the stuff that you do, and it's very important. Like, even when I sometimes get an email, a notification about something, it just reminds me. So it's great.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for this. I'm glad it bears fruit in this sense. It's received. Amazing. David, is there one more thing you would like to share with the leaders? One more insight?
One insight, let me think. I would just say don't lose hope, you know, in no matter where you are on your journey. Sometimes it can take a bit of time to do something, but I really would say, because I know those that signed up to the leadership program, that they'd done it for a reason. Whatever was going on in their life or whatever their experience was with Lifebook, they decided they wanted to be a leader. And I think it would be a shame if for whatever reason that died. And all I'd say is give it as the best that you can, because you don't want to look back in a number of years' time and say, oh, damn, I wish I'd done a bit more on this. So try everything you can. If you're having any difficulty, reach out to the community, reach out to Alina and the team. And there's going to be somebody there that can help you. And don't feel that you're just going through this alone. You know, you're not. And, you know, we see what John and Missy has created. And, you know, we're all in this together. And we all want everybody to succeed. It's not a competition. We're not against each other. We're all there to support each other. So that's just what I'd say. I hope that's useful.
Thanks so much. Yes, in it together. That's for sure. We are here for each other. Thanks so much, David, for sharing all these with us. And I truly believe it will be so inspiring for lots of them. Is it okay for other leaders to reach out to you if they have more questions?
Oh, of course. Please do. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to have a chat and, you know, if I can be of value. And I always love meeting other leaders and knowing how they're doing. And, you know, because it's amazing, you know, we're all in different environments and we all have different realities. And sometimes I see things one way and I have a conversation with you and you change my thinking. I go, oh, that's a great way to do that. So we'll all learn from each other and all support each other. Of course we can. Yes.
Great. Thanks so much. Yeah, maybe you have time this Thursday to come around for the leaders meetup as well. So there will be some heads around, some brains around to share some great ideas and trigger our thinking. That's for sure.
Okay, Aline.
Thanks so much, David. It was a pleasure meeting you and hearing your story. And I'm wishing you all the best with your goals. And I'm looking forward to your 4-day events. Can't wait for them to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alina.
Thank you.
Nice to speak with you again. Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks so much. Great. Woo! Cool. Thank you. That was amazing. That was really super inspiring, David. I'm really looking forward to have the others listen to this.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, David, and have a wonderful day. And if there's anything, I'm happy to help you whenever possible.
Thank you, Alina.
Thank you, David.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.